12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins on the air with us today. He's with us on Tuesdays every week during the legislative sessions. Today, got a few different bills that'll have hearings that Brad is connected with. We'll talk about also the first bill signed into law by the legislature. This session is complete, and we'll talk about that here in just a little bit, as well as perhaps a little bit about transportation. And before we wrap up today with Senator Hawkins, we say good morning to you right now. Brad, I appreciate the time as always. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Doing well, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the first bill of the legislature, the legislative sessions for 2021 that gets the governor's signature. It's that unemployment insurance bill. It's going to give some relief not only to people who collect unemployment, but also a lot to businesses that pay taxes on unemployment. And again, this has an emergency clause or rider in it that actually makes it go into effect immediately. Your thoughts on this bill, Brad?
Well, I'm very thankful it passed. I'm also thankful that it was approved by the legislature early in the session. Supporting our business community has been a top priority among many of my colleagues, but it was really great to see the overwhelming bipartisan support for this bill. So this bill is Senate Bill 5061. As you mentioned, it was signed by the governor just yesterday. It was approved by the Senate a week or two back by a vote of 42-7. So it wasn't a unanimous vote. I was proud to support it. Then it went on to get approved by the House with an 89-8 vote. So overwhelming bipartisan support, but not unanimous. But basically, at no fault of their own, you know, due to this COVID pandemic, the way our unemployment insurance works for businesses, they pay into this program based in part on the benefits that are being pushed out. Well, because of the COVID pandemic and the massive amount of unemployment increases, our businesses all across Washington State were expected to pay almost a $2 billion increase in their employer portion of this uninsurance taxes through 2025, unless we made some significant changes. So I'm really glad we did that, because the last thing our business community needs right now after this pandemic has affected them so greatly is more taxes and fees to essentially put them out of business. So none of us wanted that.
Well, it's again, sounds like something that received, as you mentioned, not necessarily in unanimous support, but sweeping support, and probably rightfully so, given the circumstances. Brad, is there anything else in the pipeline, at least in the Senate, that you expect to see of this nature, kind of an emergent nature due to the pandemic, that's going to get passed sooner than down the road after everything, you know, is kind of gathered up as typical at the end of the sessions in April?
Right. So this was obviously the biggest push for our business community, but there is certainly much more that we need to do. And we are going to be looking at that in the legislature, and have been. There's actually a bill making its way through the process that would appropriate many of the extra federal stimulus dollars. You know, now that we're back in session, fortunately, we have an opportunity as a legislature to weigh in on that. And it's not just something that the executive branch is administering. So we're thankful to be exploring some opportunities there. There's also some other, what we are calling early action bills that we can do. And even though we're looking ahead towards the upcoming two-year budget, and that's a big priority for the state legislature, that's the 2021 to 23 budget, we are still in the current remaining 6 months or so of the current two-year biennium. And so sometimes there are opportunities to make adjustments to the current two-year budget that will assist businesses and provide benefits over the next several months until June 30th of 2021. So we're looking into some of those options too.
12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show, talking to us about that recently signed bill related to unemployment relief, in particular the tax portion of it for employers here in the state. Brad, let's talk about a couple of bills that you're connected with that have hearings actually, or you know, one actually has a hearing today, and the other one just recently had a hearing. Let's talk about the one in the past tense first, the utility wildfire bill. Tell us more about this one.
Yeah, so this bill is Senate Bill 5158, and it was approved last week by the Senate's Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Water Committee, and it was advanced to the Senate Ways and Means Committee, which handles the budget. And we just had a hearing just yesterday, basically last night, on that bill. And Steve Wright, the general manager of Chelan County PUD, as well as others in the utility industry, did an excellent job testifying for that bill. Basically, you know, we've had this unfortunate history of wildfires in the state of Washington, and the 12th District has four public utility districts, Chelan, Douglas, Grant, and Okanagan County, and there is the potential for our electric utilities with their transmission lines and distribution lines to create sparks and cause some wildfires. So the utilities and the Department of Natural Resources have been working together. My bill would basically help implement some of the recommendations that this task force that of utility and DNR experts have kind of come up with. And so I'm hoping that we can implement some of those recommendations and keep the momentum up for this important work and keep the conversation flowing between the utilities in our state and the Department of Natural Resources so that we can minimize our risk of catastrophic wildfire. We need to do that with responsible and aggressive forest management practices. We need to look at some prescribed burn opportunities, but we also need to look at the utility sector, because down in California, Chris, if you remember a year or two ago, the massive wildfires in California and the huge liabilities that were placed upon some of the electric utilities essentially bankrupted one of the largest electric utilities in the country down there in California. We certainly don't want a huge burden on our ratepayers here, and we don't want like blackouts, preemptive blackouts in advance of potential windstorms and things, because that's basically what's happening in California now to mitigate some of the potential wildfire concerns and the liabilities down there. So I think if we can keep everybody working together, we can come up with some good solutions on the front end that will help us in our state. And the bill is expected to be approved soon in the budget committee and hopefully out of the full Senate.
Yeah, well, no offense to those from or currently living in the Golden State, Brad, but I don't think any Washingtonian wants to be California at all in many ways these days. They have a heaping helping of problems from financial to infrastructural all the way down. So it's good to know that some of the mistakes, I guess, that are being made further south on the West Coast are kind of being learned from as far as activities here are concerned. This other bill, Brad, you want to talk about is the one that has to do with the school calendar that you've been talking to us about. That actually has a hearing today.
Yeah, that's another bill that's moving along. That's Senate Bill 5147. It was unanimously approved out of the Education Committee in the Senate that I serve as the ranking member of. But now it goes before the Senate Budget Committee as well, because it could have a fiscal impact depending on how we structure the bill. But basically, you know, for so long, the school calendar that takes basically 3 months off every summer and forces a month of reteaching every September, which, you know, has largely gone unquestioned for a number of years and sort of has become commonly accepted, you know, is now, you know, in my mind, I'm trying to put that school calendar to the test, because as we prepare to pull out of this COVID pandemic, what we're going to be discovering is that students across our K-12 system are going to be experiencing learning loss impacts due to the less than ideal remote instruction that they've received for several months, but also the lack of in-person in-building instruction. And so some of these students are going to be playing catch up for a number of years, maybe the remainder of their K-12 or K-20 system, to catch up to their pre-pandemic learning loss. Plus, you know, taking a couple months off or 3 months off every summer, you know, is going to just compound those issues. So I'm really encouraging my legislative colleagues to think differently and think big and try to come up with some transformational changes. And so what the bill does is it provides a financial incentive for the school districts who are willing to spread their current state-funded 180 days over a longer period of time, like an 11-month or 12-month school calendar. And it's purely voluntary, but I'm trying to incentivize some school districts who want to think differently to do so. So that bill has a hearing this afternoon before the Senate Ways and Means Committee, and some of our esteemed local experts are going to be testifying. Dr. Gene Sherritt, who's a former NCESD superintendent and former cabinet member in Washington State, is going to be testifying. Dr. Michelle Price, the current superintendent of North Central Educational Service District, and Tom Venable, who's a superintendent in the Metau Valley School District. He's going to be testifying, as well as many other educational stakeholders. So I'm very intrigued by I think some of my colleagues are intrigued by the bill, and I'm very excited about it. So I'm hoping to kind of keep that concept moving, you know, as we move through the session.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that particular piece of legislation, Brad, as the session does move along, and be curious to know exactly what happens to it. 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show. Brad, always good to chat. Is there anything else you want to share today before we wrap up?
No, I just encourage everybody to reach out to our office. We're fielding a lot of phone calls and hundreds of emails a day, but our constituents are our top priority. So if people have questions, concerns, or feedback, reach out to us. And within a day, that's our goal. We'll try to get back to you. And so encourage all the Coho listeners to reach out if they have any questions at all.
All right, very good. Well, we'll look forward to our next chats next Tuesday. Again, Senator Hawkins with us every Tuesday around 7:30 here on the Coho Morning Show throughout the legislative sessions. Brad, until the next time around, stay safe and healthy, and we'll look forward to that chat.
Likewise, Chris. Thanks so much.